For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. 53 years ago, Dave Brown started his career in broadcasting. He's moved from radio to television, and for 38 of those years, he's been the top weatherman in Memphis on WMC-TV Action News 5. Today is his last official day as chief meteorologist. Dave Brown, I have to ask, what is your forecast for your retirement?
Margaret and I are both in good health as far as we know. And while we are, and while we're under our own mobility, we'd like to do some traveling. We'd like to go to Europe, Scandinavia in the summer. I don't want to go in the winter. I think I'll like winter a little bit better from now on, because when there's going to be snow and ice, I will not go anywhere. And for all these many years, snow and ice is when I had to get in the car and drive to work and back every day and every night.
You're like the postman.
You had to be there, come rain, sleet, or snow.
As a young person, did you know that you had a natural talent for broadcasting?
If you heard some of my early air checks back when I was in high school, I sounded pretty West Tennessee country. Not there's anything wrong with that, but it doesn't work for radio and television very well. I remember when I was working early days at WHBQ here in Memphis, and one of the guys said, I was driving on the way in, I heard you do a commercial for the movie. He said you called it the Plaza Theater. He said, theater is real Southern. He said, it's theater. Just little things like that.
Now, if a Google search is an accurate representation of history, your legacy is pretty much guaranteed to be in the wrestling business. How did you become a wrestling announcer?
My mentor and friend, longtime friend, Lance Russell, was the program manager of the television station, WHBQ-TV, which was in the same building as WHBQ Radio. He said, I don't know how you feel about wrestling. I don't know if you love it, hate it, or don't care about it. But he said, if you ever want to work in television, you should take this job, because you will learn if you like television, first of all, and you will learn if television likes you.
Get ready. Last week, we had our first hygiene tip from Andy Kaufman.
It is a form of storytelling as
yes.
well.
Yeah, soap opera. Especially in those days, it was.
Aren't you Memphis hick? Look, I'm from Hollywood. I don't have to take anything from that Memphis hick.
Of course, keep in mind, I was full-time doing weather.
Do you think only in Memphis can you be a weatherman during the week and then a wrestling commentator during the weekend?
You could not do that in Memphis now. To be able to do wrestling commentary on a Saturday morning and still have credibility Monday through Friday doing the weather, it was, I would say, a unique situation.
Lawler on the apron, heads for his corner.
I guess it's the idea that wrestling is something that is fiction nowadays. I think we recognize that now, and you wouldn't want, as a serious journalist or even as a weatherman, for that to be compromised.
Exactly. The journalism would win out this time, and the station manager would say, no way.
Count of three, that's it!
What's interesting about your career is that there are actually, I guess you could call them legends that have sprung up about you.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think people are so interested in you and your life?
I suppose it's the fact that if you're on television long enough and people like you, then you sort of become a member of their family, because you're there at the dinner hour while they're having dinner. You're there late at night right before they go to bed. And when the severe weather rolls through, you're right there hopefully trying to get them through it safely, keeping their family safe.
You've also lent your voice to other important causes. Can we talk about what must have been the hardest year of your career?
It's the worst moment of my life. I was on May 30th, 1997, and my 24-year-old daughter, Stephanie, and her six-month-old daughter had gone over to visit her grandma in Germantown. And on the way back to my house, she was about 2 minutes from my house when a drunk driver, a three-time drunk driver, hit her at 80 miles an hour broadside. She was killed instantly. She was pregnant. Her baby was killed instantly. Little six-month-old Zadie was in the back seat in her car seat. The crash was so violent that she died the next day, middle of the day, the next day. So that's the reason I fight with MAD, and we try to stop the senselessness. It's getting better.
Your position as a weatherman also gave you this opportunity to make an impact in a way that maybe an anchor couldn't do something like that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I could advocate against drunk driving and get the support of my television station. But what it all comes down to, of course, is individuals must make the decision for themselves. And as I tell school kids, before they go out, they have to make the decision now. I will never drive drunk.
Well, I can't let you leave until we talk a little bit about the weather itself. Mm-hmm. So you've seen the technology of weather change drastically over the years.
Tremendously, yeah.
Well, with the internet and with all these weather apps, do you ever foresee a time when we might not have weathermen?
I don't. I just don't see that happening. I think broadcasting is going to continue. It's changing dramatically. We don't know what it's going to look like in 2 years, much less 10 or 20 years down the road. But I think television stations, I think the mothership, I call it, is going to serve a necessary function.
Tonight is Dave Brown's last shift as chief meteorologist on WMCTV Action News 5. Can I get an official sign-off?
Sure. For 53 years, I've been saying goodnight, knowing that I'll be back tomorrow. But this time, I say goodnight, and I will be back, but not on a regular basis.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Blue skies.